The familiar smells of cooking Thanksgiving dinner waft through the air each November, wrapping us all in the shared memories of time spent together. Whether it's a warm, soft roll on the side of the plate or cutting into a pie with the perfect crust, Wheat's place at our family dinner tables makes it no surprise November is also National Bread Month. We want to share some of our favorite holiday recipes with you this week as you prep for the coming holiday. Whether a tried-and-true roll recipe brings those familiar smells and tastes to the table, or you try something new this year like a bread sculpture, making and breaking bread is a long-standing Thanksgiving tradition. Most importantly, we express our gratitude during this month to all those who support Kansas wheat farmers by including wheat products in their family meals this month and all year round. Try our brown and serve wheat rolls. No matter how you slice or shape them, dinner rolls are a staple at any holiday meal. This recipe is designed to provide a tasty way to soak up some gravy, be eaten warm and buttered, or even frozen for future use. Try Mom's Favorite Pie Crust. The perfect touch for the Thanksgiving table, this pie crust recipe is perfect for your family's favorite dessert. Pumpkin, apple, chocolate, this crust works for them all. Pumpkin bread. Pumpkin spice is the flavor of fall, and this recipe brings it to the table in a moist and flavorful quick bread. The recipe can also be easily used to make muffins for bite-sized treats. Sweet potato or pumpkin rolls. One of our favorite recipes from the National Festival of Breads, this gorgeous colored roll can be made with pumpkin or one of Thanksgiving's other superstars, the sweet potato. Try Tom Turkey Bread Centerpiece. Feeling more adventurous or have some extra time on your hands? Try out your bread shaping skills with step-by-step instructions on how to make this gorgeous turkey centerpiece that will live up to its Pinterest picture. Check out eatwheat.org for more quick and easy recipes for families with lots on their plate, in addition to answers on wheat production practices and stories of wheat farmers. The Learn section tackles subjects like what is gluten, what are the different types of flour, and what are some of the tools farmers use. Consumers can also get inspired with family activities like salt dough handprint ornaments, gingerbread houses, and wheat decor. And be sure to come back after Thanksgiving for recipes that help you put all those leftovers to good and tasty use. For links to our favorite Thanksgiving recipes, visit kswheat.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.